Back home, and hundreds of people are calling on the Queensland government to stop its plan to remove historic fishing shacks in and around a national park in the state's north. They say the area is a vital part of the social and cultural fabric of the community, but the government says the huts don't fit with its commitment to expand protected areas, while at the same time respecting a local native title determination on the land. Sophie Wainwright has this report.
This green corrugated iron shack is a base for fishing, crabbing, relaxing and mingling. For 50 years, Robert Hobbs's family has been camping on this secluded spot at Halifax Bay, north of Townsville. The current hut is about 30 years old. It's like an open shed fitted with bunk beds, a table and chairs, television and Queensland Maroons bunting.
It was my school holidays, it was my weekends, it was my life, like growing up as a kid. I was very rarely in town. Every weekend, couldn't wait to get down here.
It takes a boat ride on the river to get to the neighbouring shacks when the dirt roads are muddy. We're at John Mamimo's.
That's a culture that we've had since we were kids, and my parents were kids, and trying to teach my kids not to be home on a computer or out in the streets mucking around and being nuisances, we take them out like the country style of being outdoors.
The area also has Indigenous cultural significance. The Ngawagi people's native title claim on the land was successfully determined last year. Lawyer Darren Firth, who represents the hut owners, says that decision is affecting his clients.
Our understanding from letters issued from the government recently, there was an ILUA sign between the Ngawagi people and national parks that gives control of these areas to national parks. Now, we don't know the details of that arrangement or that agreement. What we do know is that that is what the state government is using, that they now have control of the whole area to tell the hut owners that they must leave.
Two Queensland departments want to remove 14 huts. Six are on national parkland and are illegal. Those on state land now face having their permits cancelled and some of those lots turned into national park. A spokesperson for the Department of Environment and Science told the ABC,
"The government is committed to expanding Queensland's protected areas for the benefit of all Queenslanders, and these structures are inconsistent with the natural and cultural values of this land."
The Department of Natural Resources, Mines and Energy says it's working closely with the Ngawagi people.
The removal of these huts is to preserve the values associated with this land, which includes respecting the Ngawagi people's native title determination.
Representatives from the Ngawagi people didn't directly respond to questions from the ABC. In a text message, traditional owner John Anderson asked whether the community understands that the native title decision recognises the interests of thousands of generations of his people. Mr. Hobbs says hut owners like himself want to work with the traditional owners.
We are willing to contribute to the government, to the council or to the traditional owners to remain here. The support in this community is overwhelming for the huts because nearly everyone in the community has used a hut at some stage of their life.
A petition with more than 1,000 signatures has been tabled to the Queensland Parliament, calling on MPs to stop the plan. The departments say they're considering all feedback before they make a decision.
Sophie Wainwright reporting there.